This past weekend's storm brought an unexpected October chill. At Occupy Wall Street, many people remained camped out despite the snow, winds, and sleet. A comfort committee distributed donated blankets, socks, and dry clothing, and donations of warm soup were arriving just as the sun came out on Sunday morning in Zuccotti Park. After over 6 weeks of occupying a small plaza in New York City's financial district, the Occupy Wall Street movement continues despite this early snowstorm.
I'm here to try and curb the corporate influence in our government and our society. And last night was intense, to say the least. We had snow and sleet, and everything melted because we're above a subway. So it just turned to sludge and 50-mile-an-hour winds inside the park. We held up okay. We secured our stuff. It was fine. We did get wet, but all of the donations of warm clothes and blankets and security or emergency blankets all helped a lot. And without those, people probably wouldn't have made it through last night. But we're here. Our community watch team was handing them out to people inside their tents, and they were just donations that we stockpiled for this kind of situation for winter.
My name's Evangelina, and I just got here on Thursday night because I've been actually at Occupy Portland, Oregon. And I'm occupying. I'm just showing my civic disobedience and demonstrating that, you know, the system doesn't work for me, doesn't work for a lot of people, and that basic humanity and human rights need to be acknowledged. Everybody is angry. They're fed up. They've had enough, and they're tired of being ignored.
My signs say, food stamps for hot food instead of cold food. If you're homeless or you can't cook, you got to eat cold food. So I believe that they should have, the food stamps should be used anywhere to get hot food.
And so why did you bring your message here right now today?
This is where it's all happening at. Where else could I go to have people like you interviewing me and get my picture took 300 times? Right here, this is the spot.
How do you feel a part of it?
It's growing. Where it will end, no one knows. But as long as we communicate, everybody have a different idea. But sooner or later, they're going to put all the ideas together and come up with something, I'm sure. Just a matter of time.
And what are you hoping for the future?
I hope to see a socialistic government.
I'm here because I really feel for all the young people, my son included, who's 35, for their future. This is not going, you know, this theft has destroyed the country. I'm 72. I grew up in the 40s and 50s and came to New York 52 years ago. I haven't had this coat on in a year. Hopefully this will stay alive. If they could survive last night, they're not going away.
Right at the moment, I'm reconfiguring my gear so that I stay dry and, relatively warm on the pavement in Zuccotti Park. I am now working with the Comfort Zone group, and they're supplying me with fresh gear so that, you know, I have what I need. Simultaneously, I'm giving away my surplus to the group, which we will, like, clean up and take to storage and then separate and bring back to give to everybody here. We've been serving 2,000 meals a day, and there certainly aren't 2,000 peoples here, and we ain't a soup kitchen. We're also providing all kinds of gear to folks who just walk in off the street because, let's face it, we don't have membership tags on. I don't know if you're Occupation Wall Street. I don't know if you're just homeless in Lower Manhattan, whatever. We're taking care of anybody who comes in, which is, let's put it this way, unrealistic. But we're doing it anyway. Basically, what we need here are tents. In plain, simple English, we got just about everything else you can imagine. We need tents, and that's it. We have an anthology, the People's Library Group, which we encourage you to make submissions to, and yes, it's going to be published. It's basically unedited. If that appeals to you, contact the People's Library Group. I don't know where to find it on the internet. Go to Occupy Wall Street and search for it in there. People's Library Group, the writer's anthology. We will publish your writing. Other than that, we need more participants here. And beyond that, my great little vision is I've recommended that we start what I call a wave action, where we go from like here to Philadelphia to D.C. and back with changing faces so that we embolden the three. And rather than having three static occupations, I'm calling for an entire New York City to D.C. power strip occupation.
From Occupied Wall Street, this is Corey Fisher-Hoffman with WGXC.